Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us dearly so much that he died for us and lives for us. Amen. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to take us to the gospel reading this evening and those words that Jesus brings to us, informing the church, informing all of God's children, that we are salt and we are light. What a blessing. And quite unique, really, in this metaphor that the Lord provides for us. It's really a mixed metaphor, two completely different things, elements, salt and light. But what an interesting title or titles that the Lord gives to us in that metaphor. Well, a couple weeks ago, before the storm, it seems so long ago, but we heard from the Beatitudes, and we learned then how uniquely blessed we are and what blessing really means in its essence. And tonight, we're honored to focus on these two words, that we are the salt of the earth and that God's light shines through us. And for the purpose that God has really made us unique as his people in this way in the world, and he's placed us here really to make a difference in the world. And that's a key thing I hope we can walk away with tonight is that it's one thing to be different, but it's a whole nother thing and at a whole nother level to make a difference. And God has called us to be salt and light for the purpose of making a difference. You know, a lot of people, and we see it in our culture today, a lot of people are walking away from the Christian church. And a lot of them will say, the reason I'm leaving the church is because I just can't see what difference the church is really making in the world. Can't see really what difference the church is even making in my own life that really matters. And it's sad to hear people that are walking down that path. And others may stay completely away from the church for the very same perception and the very same reasons. And you know, sadly, sometimes it's difficult to distinguish Christians from the rest of the world. However, tonight the Lord makes it very pointedly to us that we are salt and light. And in these word pictures, God won't let us get away with that, of not thinking that we are here to make a difference in the world. And we are the salt of the earth, says the Lord. And in the Lord saying that, he's then certainly implying that the world needs salt. It needs preserved by God's truth, and we are the messengers of that truth. Or else the world's going to go bad, and we certainly see things happening in our culture and the world due to the lack of God's word being prevalent. And we are called also to be the light of the world. And if God refers to you and me and his church as the light of the world, then the Lord is certainly indicating that the world must be a dark place. And we know that it is, and it's evil and sin and corruption, and the world is in need of the light of God's truth, the light of the gospel. And you know what's so heartening? When Jesus speaks these words, he doesn't say, you know, I desire that you be the light of the earth and of the world. He doesn't say that. Or he doesn't say, I sure hope that, you know, my people will be the light of the world, that they will be the salt of the earth. But it's really comforting when the Lord says that we are. He declares us already to be. What confidence our Lord Jesus Christ has in the people that he has called into this marvelous faith, including all of us in this room, that he would refer to you and me right now at this time as being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ knows the power and the influence that he has within our lives and the changes that only Jesus can bring about. Salt and light. And so we are by the grace of God. But you know, underneath these two titles that the Lord gives to us as his people, these pictures, is really a very deep love and a concern for the world. And that enriches the picture that the Lord describes to us. Because God certainly does love the world. He doesn't hate the world. And as the church, we are not called upon to hate the world. And certainly Jesus doesn't hate the world. But we hear the good news in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And God gave to us, by the way, many different relational organizations within our lives, by the way, on this earth. And a big one is the government. And it's like, the government, especially in light of a lot of things that are going on in the government at the present time. But you know, God is the one who established government, and it was really for the purpose of having order in the world, that we would not just turn to absolute chaos. In fact, in Acts chapter 17, Paul, remember when he was in Athens, Greece, and he went before the think tank, the philosophers of the day, and he was given a hearing, and Paul was actually able to preach to them from God's word. And one of the things Paul said, incredible in light of God creating the government, from one man he made every nation of men. Isn't that interesting? From one man he made every nation of men. And we hear even that God determined the times when various nations and people would live upon this earth. And so it's in this sense, considering God's interaction with the world and God's love for the world, that we need to hear this salt and light metaphor describing the church. God has put his church on earth not to blend into the world, but to save it. We are here for the world. And think about the honor bestowed upon us in that. We are here for the world just as Christ came for the world and made his journey to the cross. And we know the good news of Easter, the empty tomb, the victory won. And so that's why an isolated church is not God's intent. You know, not long ago, I read an article about a church in the Midwest that was declining quickly. And here's a quote from one of the members of this church. I know we won't be here for long, but I just want our church to be here long enough so that those of us who are left can be buried in the church cemetery. Does that sound like being salt and light? No, that's isolation. That's turning within and really being self-centered and self-serving. And it's quite a disturbing statement coming out of a Christian mouth. And it really focuses on death and not life. And most sad of all and tragic, it's kind of like, God, I'm throwing in the towel. What? It's not worth it anymore. I mean, the church really isn't making a difference. Our church is dying. So this person's attitude was saying that. Well, until Christians love the world as God loved and loves the world, we cannot and we will not be salt and light. And as I shared with the kids, salt left in the shaker isn't going to do anything, is it? It's worthless sitting in the shaker. Salt has to come in contact with something in order to make a difference in whatever that something is, to have an impact. Salt staying in the shaker is absolutely useless. And you know, we Christians are like that. To follow Jesus, we must make contact with the people around us. We need to know and we need to love the people that God has brought into our lives. And when you start thinking about that, at every funeral, I'm amazed. I think about the person that has died and all of the people that person met during their lifetime, and especially among our older folks that have passed on to glory. It's incredible if you think about it. But think about your neighbors, your classmates, your coworkers, anybody that you find yourself in the presence of. Maybe it's at a coffee shop. Maybe it's a conversation on a sidewalk in the summertime and you've never met the person before. In all of those relationship opportunities, we have the opportunity to be salt and light. And you know, we need to love our corner of the world enough to change it and renew it and nurture it and serve it. Maybe it's overwhelming to think that we can do that for the whole world. It'd be pretty impossible. But we can do it in the realm of where we live, in the arena that we are in. Remember Jesus' high priestly prayer? And it was just shortly before he made that journey to the cross. He assured his heavenly Father of these words in his prayer. Father, as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And the them is the church, everyone who believes and follows Jesus. And so it's as though Jesus is praying through them, Father, through this ragtag bunch of followers. And do you feel like maybe sometimes we're a ragtag bunch of followers? We're just a bunch of sinners, right? But we're redeemed. We have been changed forever by God's love. But as Jesus' followers, Jesus says, I'm going to shake the salt shaker and I'm going to turn on the light for the world. And so he does, and so he has. And it's only through Jesus that you and I can be in this honorable position as salt and light. You know, there was a comic, a cartoon in a newspaper in New York, and it was a caption of a wife talking to her husband, and the wife said, maybe we're not the salt of the earth, but we're the salt of the Upper East Side. And so she had the right thought. In the area of New York where she lived, it would be possible to carry out being salt and light where she was living. And we Sermon on the Mount, children of God, Christians, certainly may not be able to influence everybody on the earth, but again, within our arena, within our playing field, within our families, within the group of people that we are in the midst of, we have great opportunity to serve as God calls us to serve. Takes me back to Acts 17 again and Paul's sermon to the think tank in Athens of the day. Paul went on to say, God determined the time set for them. We could put in there us. You could put in your individual name. God determined the time set for us and the exact places where we would live so that men would seek him. Now, I just added us and me and we into that verse. But that's what we've been called to do. A monk, 12th century monk, wrote a statement one time down this line. And such a famous statement, it survived in the church from then to now. And it's been quoted a number of times. And I want to read it tonight. I've never read this before, by the way. But here's what he wrote. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change the town as an older man, so I tried to change my family. Well, now as an old man, I realize the only thing I can change, can you guess it? Is myself. And suddenly I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, I could have made an impact on my family, and my family and I could have made an impact in our town, and their impact could have changed the nation, and I could indeed have changed the world. And just think about how the gospel has spread across the globe from Jesus' time. So being salt and light begins inside of each one of us. It's our identity. It's our calling. And we received this calling to be the family of Christ, didn't we? Through baptism, through hearing the word. And baptism and the word of God, empowered by Jesus fulfilling the promises of winning the victory of salvation at the cross and the empty tomb. And so we are empowered and we are blessed to live in the presence of our Lord who loves us. And so here's our journey. We pray for the heart of a servant. We pray for open doors and new opportunities for our witness. And be careful on that prayer, because if you pray that, God is going to provide an answer, and it's yes. He is going to give you opportunities, and then it's a case of being ready to be salt and light. We repent for salt still in the shaker and lights that are still hidden under the bushel baskets. But mostly we spend time with Christ, kind of like the kids say. We hang out with Jesus in his presence, reflecting on his sacrifice and gratefully receiving his love, and we long to know him more. That's our journey, is to continue to grow in knowing and believing and trusting Jesus. And as we grow more and more, he continues to affirm who we are. Salt and light. That's what we are. By the grace and the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.